This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome to USA Radio Network. Another big day in Trump land. Lots going on. Trump unleashed. The president lashes out at criminal Mueller. Or Mueller. I never remember how you pronounce his name. Mueller. Criminal Mueller gang and corrupt witch hunt. He went scorched earth today on Mueller's gang of angry Democrats. He tweeted out a thread questioning the witch hunt's validity, the far left hacks in the gang, and the fact that Mueller still has not inspected the DNC server that was supposedly hacked by Russia. So, good job, President Trump. I love when he does things like that. The average liberal just can't understand that if Trump wasn't president, they would do the exact same thing. They would have done it to John Kasich. They would have done it to Jeb Bush. They would have done it to Mitt Romney. These guys don't fight back. Donald Trump fights back, and then they're angry when he fights back, and they call him vicious. The phony witch hunt continues, but Mueller and his gang of angry Democrats are only looking at one side, not the other. Wait till it comes out. Horribly and viciously, they're treating people, rooting lies for them, refusing to lie. Mueller is also a conflicted prosecutor gone rogue. The fake news media builds Bob Mueller up as a saint, when in actuality he's the exact opposite. He's doing tremendous damage to our criminal justice system, where he's not only looking at one side, he's looking only one side, not the other. Heroes will come out of this, and it won't be Mueller and his terrible gang of angry Democrats. Look at their past. Look where they come from. The now $30 million witch hunt continues, and they've got nothing but ruined lives. Where is the server? Let these terrible people go back to the Clinton Foundation and the Justice Department. And that's Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump. He put together his list of tweets. Good stuff, Donald Trump. And as far as the border, even independents don't want illegal migrant caravan invaders. A new Rasmussen poll found that even independent voters do not want the caravan invaders. U.S. voters agree the migrant caravans approaching the U.S. southern border are a danger to the country and should be stopped. A new Rasmussen poll shows that 51% of likely U.S. voters believe the caravans of migrants crossing Mexico to enter the U.S. illegally are a threat to public health and national security. 41% do not perceive such a threat. See, I don't know. This headline makes it sound like, you know, that's a wonderful number. That's not a wonderful number. That's likely U.S. voters. It's only 51-41. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me that the average person, it should be 99%, should think it's the most disgusting thing they've ever seen in their lives. It's just something wrong with America. It's just not right anymore. And you know what it is? It's filled with foreigners and illegal aliens. So when you poll people, they're foreigners and illegal aliens. They're not Americans. I'll bet you it's 90% of all people that think like Wayne Root. I'll bet you every Republican understands that. I know that I've been on a nonstop crusade to thank Donald Trump, to celebrate the great things that Donald Trump has done, and I guess he's been reading my stuff. Because Donald Trump touts presidential accomplishments and says, I blow Ronald Reagan away, and that's what I've been saying for a long time now. Trump is much better than Reagan, has accomplished much more than Reagan. President Trump criticized some conservatives who he says do not seem to be giving him much credit for the accomplishments he's made in office. The amazing thing, he said, is that you have certain people who are conservative Republicans that if my name were Trump, it was John Smith, they would say I'm the greatest president in history and I blow Reagan away. Trump added all these guys that if they looked at my agenda with a different name, and he got the biggest regulation cuts in history in less than 2 years, and judges and environmental stuff and getting out of the Paris horror show, if he said that conservative president John Smith did that, they would say he's the greatest president, far greater than Reagan. In the book authored by Trump supporters Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie, Trump insists 85% of the media is totally corrupt. You can do something great, they'll make it look bad to a point that you don't even understand why they're doing it. Why do they want to make it look bad? Whether it's fixing the military or cutting regulation, Trump said, but people have no idea how false and corrupt much of the media is. When you read some of those stories, You pick up the New York Times, and they don't call you for sources. They say, sources say, and there are no sources. So that would be the one thing that surprised me, the level of corruption and the level of fake news. And then, you know, he does such great things. Donald Trump threatened subsidies for General Motors after closing U.S. car plants. Great job. He ripped General Motors CEO Mary Barra, or Barra, for closing car plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland, and threatened their government subsidies. Nothing being closed in Mexico and China, Trump wrote on Twitter. The U.S. saved General Motors, and this is the thanks we get. Trump said he would discuss cutting subsidies for General Motors in response to the news. We're now looking at cutting all General Motors subsidies, including for electric cars. The news sent GM stock shares into a tailspin. Great! Despite earning as much as 5% in trading after the closures were announced on Monday. Trump scolded GM for investing in China and Mexico rather than the United States. General Motors made a big China bet years ago when they built plants there and in Mexico. Don't think that bet is going to pay off, he wrote. I'm here to protect America's workers. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow explained to reporters on Tuesday that Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were disappointed in the decision despite the new USMCA trade deal that was reached. There is disappointment that it seems like GM would rather build its electric cars in China than in the United States, Kudlow said, confirming the administration is looking to cutting subsidies for the company. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw Trump do something I didn't agree with and I didn't think was great for America. And yet, you got all these people that hate his guts. Tom Steyer, you know, again, this is the enemies. It's not to be surprised. These are the enemies of America. Tom Steyer launches new ad urging new Democratic members of Congress to impeach Trump. Tom Steyer is a communist. He's not even a radical socialist. He's a communist. And like most lying, hypocrite communists, he's made billions of dollars by being a communist. He doesn't want you and I to make money, but he makes billions of dollars. Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman, if I'm not mistaken, is another billionaire, right? He says Trump will be in chains for the high crime of treason. For the high crime of treason. It's so ridiculous that it's not even worth talking about. Oh, he's not a billionaire. He's a Sons of Anarchy star. I thought he was a billionaire. The name Perlman is a name that I recognize as a billionaire, but this is a different Perlman, obviously. It's just bizarre. The things that these people say. Rob Reiner, the noose is tightening on the criminal-in-chief, Trump. A teacher evacuates a classroom because a student's wearing a MAGA hat. In other words, a red Trump hat that says, Make America Great Again. Another teacher caught berating a conservative in the classroom. A teacher caught on camera berating a student for wearing a Make America Great Again hat in class. The teacher lectures the classroom for several minutes. And then at the three-minute mark, the teacher calls the student an ASS-hole for wearing the hat. This is your tax dollars at work, indoctrinating and abusing conservative kids in class. From the video, I filmed this. If you want me to take it down, ask me. No hate speech or release of personal information. Threats of violence allowed in the comments. In my state, it's legal for a person to record a wire, oral, electronic communication if that person is a party to the communication or if one of the parties has consented to the recording, so long as no criminal or torturous intent accompanies the recording. And so they recorded the video of exactly what happened, and they had to put that disclaimer in. And the teacher evacuates the classroom because the student's wearing a red MAGA hat, and then comes back and calls the kid a ASS hole in front of the entire classroom. This is what you're fighting against. Laura Loomer releases a statement on her Twitter ban. My friend, Laura Loomer, banned from Twitter. Think of the thousands of hours people like Laura Loomer and Wayne Root have put into Twitter and Facebook, and it turns out that they're traitors, and they want to just destroy us and ruin us and shadow ban us, and in this case, totally ban us, thousands of hours that helped them. Every time, it was a brilliant idea, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and things like that, because every time you put in hours to help yourself, you're helping them. Every time you add a new follower, you're helping them. You're making them rich. You're making them billionaires in stock. And yet, they hate us because we're conservatives. And if you're a liberal and you put up, you know, 10,000 new followers, they love you. If you're conservative, you put up 100,000, they hate you for it. Prominent conservative journalist Laura Loomer was suspended from Twitter in late October, right before the midterm election. She was confronting Democratic candidates at their rallies. Last Monday, she was notified her account had been shut down permanently. She had 265,000 followers. Do you know how much work it took to get to 265,000 followers while you're being shadow banned? She was tweeting about Democrat lawmaker Ilhan Omar's support for female genital mutilation. That's the Muslim congressional candidate that won in Minnesota who loves, or maybe it's Michigan. I don't know. It's either Michigan or Minnesota. There's one in Michigan, there's one in Minnesota. Female Muslim who won for election and believes in FGM, female genital mutilation is what they call it. On Tuesday, she posted a statement, Laura Loomer, on Twitter's decision to ban her. My name is Laura Loomer. As many of you may have heard, I was permanently banned from Twitter for life on November 21st, 2018, and then I was banned for 30 days from Facebook less than 24 hours later in another example of collusion by tech giants to censor conservative voices. What was my offense? Did I spew hateful, violent rhetoric towards anyone, as we frequently see leftist celebrities and politicians do online? Nope. Did I post racist comments or call for genocide against a group of people? Nope. Did I invite a riot or call for the president to be assassinated like leftists do on Twitter all the time? Nope. I merely shared a fact. Yes, the truth can now get you banned for life on the Internet. In America, the land of the free, and the only country with a free amendment right, the tweet that Twitter decided to ban me for was a tweet full of facts about Sharia law. It was a tweet directed at Ilhan Omar, a newly elected congresswoman, a politician, a public figure, which pointed out her support of Sharia law does not make her an ally for gay people, women, or Jews, as Twitter would like you to believe. This is a tweet that earned me a lifetime ban. Is this hateful conduct? Does Twitter accuse me of practicing? Wow. Hey, Andrew Paul, my producer, I'll speak to you at the break, but try to get Laura on the show. Let's get Laura Loomer to make a quick appearance and talk about all this. But this is what we're fighting, and then when we get back, I'll tell you about the Democrat who's on the verge of unseating an incumbent California Republican congressman. No surprise here, 3 weeks after the election. No shock, they're going to win another seat 3 weeks after the election. We won all the seats the night of the election. They stole them all in the days and the weeks and now 3 weeks after the election. Where do they find these extra ballots, I'd like to know? What did I say? It's about voter ID. It's about voting in English. And it's about banning absentee ballots. You got to go there. You got to vote in person. You have to have voter ID provided by the government with picture and thumbprint. And then they won't steal elections. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring. a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, another great day in Trump land. We're on USA Radio Network, hour number 3 on Newsmax TV, growing fast, the fastest growing cable news network in America. I am your relentless warrior, Wayne Allyn Root, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Most definitely not illegal aliens. I'm coming to you for the entertainment of low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, at least for the moment. It is under blue Democrat control, so I'm sure that's changing soon. But for the moment, anyone can carry a gun. For the moment, anyone can get a CCW gun permit. For the moment, anyone can have a gun in their house. For the moment, we have zero state income tax, zero business income tax. I'm sure all that's going to change. We have among the lowest property tax in America. I'm sure that's going to change. They're going to ruin everything here. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, so soon I'll be saying, coming to you from the non-entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Wyoming, Wayne Allyn Root. But my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, I'm here for the duration, at least, to fight, to lead the resistance. Are you listening, Democrats? Wayne Root is leading the resistance. My flagship station, 790, is where I do it. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio, have joined with KBET. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the radio show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you can trust them. The U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with them to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Give them a call. They will beat any price you've got in all of America at any coin store, any precious metals dealer, any gold dealer. They'll beat any price in this country. Just call them and tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or just ask them about the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package, Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The website's usgoldbureau.com/root. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We've got a Democrat, I mentioned this, on the verge of unseating an incumbent California Republican congressman. What a surprise, 3 weeks after the election. It's California's 21st congressional district. Nearly 3 weeks after the midterm election, Democrat T.J. Cox overtook Republican incumbent congressman David Villalobos, who was up by a whopping 6.4% on election night. Curiously, Villalobos crushed T.J. Cox, a Democrat, whose primary address is in Bethesda, Maryland, during the primaries, by 2-1, but a late ballot count Monday put Cox ahead by 436 votes out of 111,000 counted. A late ballot count Monday. This exact trend of Democrats overtaking Republicans days and even weeks after Election Day played out in districts across California. All of Orange County turned blue after Republicans such as Mimi Walters, Dana Rohrabacher, and Young Kim were all ahead election night, only to lose their races after late ballots were counted. This isn't a Democrat blue wave. It's pure election fraud by the Democratic Party. Breitbart reported Republican turnout was stronger than Democratic turnout in the June 5th primary in all but six of those districts the Dems overtook. The fact that California is still counting votes almost 1 month after the election should alarm every single American. Republicans have election day. Democrats enjoy election month and keep counting ballots till they've won the election. You just don't realize how bad it is. You really don't. Here's a list, by the way, of the top 10 crimes committed by the corrupt and conflicted Mueller investigative legal team. It's a long past time to turn the page on these terrible chapter in U.S. history and lock these scoundrels up. Here's a list of the at least top 10 criminal actions taken by the Mueller team. They're criminal, they're corrupt, and above all, unconstitutional. So here's the list. Number one, and I won't be able to get to all of it here because we're running into a break, but Rosenstein's special counsel order identifies collusion as the crime, but no such crime exists in United States law. Wow. Number two, Mueller's investigation exceeds the scope of a special counsel law, which requires the scope of the special counsel to be specific. Rosenstein created the special counsel with a scope that is so broad, it's not supported by this law. Number three, Mueller accepted the special counsel position with known conflicts of interest. We get to all of these. Number four, Rosenstein and Mueller's entire team's known conflicts of interest. Number five, the deep state targeting of General Mike Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and Paul Manafort after alleged illegally spying on them and illegally spying on candidate President Trump. Number six, the deep state raid on Paul Manafort's house in the early hours with guns cocked and ready, terrifying his family. Number seven, the illegal raid on Trump's attorney's office and theft of documents covered by attorney-client privilege. Number eight, the illegal theft of President Trump's transition data, much of it under privilege as well. Number nine, using information obtained from prior illegal acts. And we'll get to number 10 when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
War now. USA Radio News.
A large number of the nearly 6,000 Central American migrants camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana are unsure what to do next. U.S. Border Patrol officers used tear gas to drive back hundreds who tried to rush the border fence. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin joins Fox News and talks about the tear gas that was used.
the use of tear gas is not a new practice. The Obama administration used it a lot. And to President Trump's point, he's absolutely correct that you as a parent should be more responsible in not bringing your child into that setting where tear gas has been used in the past and was possibly going to be used again.
A spokesman for the Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, says there was not an active shooter today. There was, however, a drill. People who did not know about the drill called for help and posted on social media that there was an active shooter forcing a lockdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Cytogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, founded in 1997. To the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging, proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual, and they sure did it for me. Watch my TV show any night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific on Newsmax TV, and you will see the new and improved Wayne Root. I've lost about 10 pounds of weight. I've gained about 20 pounds of muscle. I'm like Popeye the Sailor Man underneath my suit. I look great. Everyone keeps calling in and saying, you look great. I lost about 10 years. Forget about 10 pounds. I look about 10, 15 years younger because of Cytogenics. Yet I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I'm working out less than I've ever worked out. I used to do 2 hours a day for the last 20-plus years, and I now do about 30 minutes a day. For your free, no-obligation consultation, find out the tricks that ripped back the clock 10 years for me. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA. Their main office happens to be in Las Vegas, but they've got clinics all over the United States. But their corporate headquarters and main office is right here in Las Vegas, where I am. 888-YOUNGER, people fly in from all over the world to Cytogenics' main office in Vegas and turn it into a four-day Vegas weekend. Register at Cytogenics.com or call 888-YOUNGER. Cytogenics, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. Thank you for what you did for Wayne Root, and please do it for all my listeners. Cytogenics.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Lowell Ponte. He's the author of many, many books, co-author, actually, of many, many books my great friend Craig Smith of Swiss America, one of the great precious metals gold companies in America, and the original sponsor of my local Vegas radio show with Swiss America. And Craig Smith, just a wonderful guy, brilliant guy. And Craig is co-author with Lowell on so many books. He's a former reporter at D.C. Lowell, owner of a Hollywood PR firm, roving editor for Reader's Digest, and a nationally syndicated radio host. And his latest column is how Democrats are seizing power today. And I think I know where he's going with this. Let's find out. Lowell Ponte, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hey, what a great honor. The veritable Benjamin Button of people getting younger each year. Well, what is he going to be like 25 years from now?
Either that, or who's the guy that was looked like he was like 28 and handsome on the outside, but on the inside he was like 2,000 years old? What was that guy? I can't remember his name.
The man with the painting in the attic?
Yes, yes, that guy with the painting. Every time he looked at it, he grew younger, but inside he was really hundreds of years older. But it's one of those two, but Cytogenics is doing a good job on the outside, that's for sure. So Lowell, I'm someone who really believes that you know, it's not a coincidence that Republicans all over America were leading on election night, and 3 weeks later they lost all those races. Democrats come up with fake illegals voting. They come up with fake voters. They come up with people with the wrong addresses. They come up with dead people voting. And they come up with ballots that they have just the right amount they needed. Once they saw on election night how many they needed, they filled out a bunch of ballots. They had a bunch of lawyers sitting in a room filling out ballot after ballot for 3 weeks. And that's how they win elections. I think they've stolen elections with voter fraud all over the United States. I don't know if that's where you're going. I'm just wondering if that's one of the things you are citing and how Democrats are seizing power.
Oh, well, that's certainly part of it, no doubt. Hugh Hewitt, our old friend, once wrote a book called If It's Not Close, They Can't Cheat. He was thinking of the election like Norm Coleman, losing a 725-vote victory to Al Franken because Democrat poll workers were finding whole boxes of ballots in the trunks of their cars.
Right.
And they were being counted. But that was only a theft of a few thousand votes here and there. What's amazing about this election is that in one instance, they stole nearly 100,000 votes.
And that was in what, in Florida? Is that where you're talking, in Florida?
In Florida, yes.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's absolutely astonishing. Now, a lot of this manipulating provisional ballots, a lot of it from what I've called the Obama-mander. The idea that Barack Obama didn't just have a little gerrymander, he actually extended the southern border of the U.S. to include all of Mexico and half of Central America. And as we sit here talking, half of Central America, it seems, is here.
You have to wonder, Lowell Ponte, if the average American understands that if you have an open border and you have Democrats' philosophy and you think everyone has a right to come to America, the world has, yesterday I guessed 7 billion people, and I went to Wikipedia, it turns out it's 7.2 billion. I said 7 billion, it's 7.2. That was a pretty good guess. That's a lot of people. All of them want to come to America. So you could have a billion new people. You could have 2 billion new people. You could certainly have 200 million new people. You could double, you know, you could have 300 million and double the population of America, and they could all be horribly poor, uneducated, zero talent, zero skills, and every one of them could be guaranteed welfare and food stamps and free school for their six children and free health care for themselves and their families, and the entire America, instead of a $4 trillion budget every year, could be $8 trillion or $12 trillion or $20 trillion, and there isn't enough money in the world, we'd go under, we'd drown, and the American middle class would now be the poorest people in the world, just like the whole rest of the world if you let them all in, right?
And this is where I am living in the future in California right now. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, the average illegal alien family takes in government services for $17,500 more than it pays in taxes. California has one-third of all the welfare recipients in the United States. It has more than a quarter of all the illegal aliens. God only knows how many it actually has. It has nearly one out of four citizens classed as in poverty. It's a state that has no hope of ever paying its own bills. So what does it do? Well, it's going to have 10 major committee chairmen in the new House of Representatives, and they will be used to squeeze money out of the other 49 states.
It's frightening. It's just absolutely sickening and frightening. And I escaped from California. I lived for many, many years on the beach and then in the mountains overlooking the beach in Malibu, California. And I moved in 2002. So I moved,
You got out before the fires.
What's that?
You got out before the fires.
Well, before this fire, but I mean,
before
I lived through several bad fires, including the worst one of all time until this one. I lived through the 1993 fire. I lived through the 94 earthquake. I lived through massive flooding after the 93 fires. I lived through a lot of bad stuff. And don't forget the L.A. riots. I was living in the Hollywood Hills with the L.A. riots.
And, of course, this fire had a good deal to do with the fact that environmental wackos now run the state to a large degree. And they don't want to clear the forest. They don't want to get rid of dead wood and so on. They just want to allow things to build up with mountains of tinder. Why that's significant is there wasn't that many years ago that the Sierra Club had a huge internal debate. Half of its members said, well, all these illegal aliens flooding the country, they're wrecking the environment. They're destroying the ecology of California, therefore we have to stop them. The other half said, who cares? Their coming here will guarantee the Democratic Party will be in power forever. Therefore, it's more important to be red than green. It is much more important to help the Democratic Party with millions of illegal aliens. And that's the view that prevailed in the Sierra Club. So in other words, environmentalists are no longer environmentalists either.
Right. They're hypocrites. They're total hypocrites. It's very sad because, look to Harry Reid's of the world. You don't have to go to California, Lopanti. You can look towards my state and my neighbor just living a block from me here in beautiful Anthem Country Club, which is gated and walled and has armed guards and requires government-issued photo ID to get in. Doesn't matter if you're a maid, a janitor, a launderer, a gardener, no matter what kind of person you are, you don't get in without government-issued photo ID. And Harry Reid chose this to be his retirement home, and he lives a block from me. And Harry Reid, back in, I think it was 93, said that any country that would allow birthright citizenship would have to be crazy. You'd have to be out of your minds. And all these years later, Harry Reid became the person who let everybody into the country and became the guy who carried the water up the hill for Barack Obama. He allowed, nonstop open borders. So all of them moved away from that philosophy. They were all at one point in agreement that you can't have open borders, and somehow, some way, they all changed their tune. Very
well,
scary.
The old libertarian view used to be open borders are tolerable as long as you don't have a welfare state. But if you have a wide open welfare state, so if somebody can cross the border, they immediately can stick their hand in your pocket and pick money out of your wallet. That is the formula for suicide in a culture. By the way, the one thing that redeemed us in Georgia, it's now coming to light. Stacey Abrams complained that this was all horrible racism, even as she said, quote, illegal aliens are among my constituents, close quote. It's now come to light that she lost for a simple reason. 8 to 11% of black voters, male voters, in Georgia voted against her. Mm-hmm. That's why she lost.
Right. And I've seen a lot of black women freaking out and saying those black men should be ashamed of themselves. I've seen the other offshoot of all this that's scary, Lowell, is that I didn't know this, by the way. I had no idea that in the entire United States, do you know the most money spent on Hollywood movies is now spent in Georgia? and the entire Hollywood is rising up in horror and shock that a black woman was not elected the first black female governor in America. And they're so angry at the racism that must have happened that they're all decided to pull all their movie money from Georgia. So all the small businesses in Georgia that have made a wonderful living off of all this movie production going on in Georgia, it must be a giant tax credit, and it all left California for Georgia. They're all going to pull it away, and they're all going to go broke. They've just destroyed the entire film industry in Georgia because Hollywood is so shocked and dismayed that a black woman didn't win an election. It's amazing. You just can't believe this.
But they're not going to go back to Hollywood, ironically, because then they'd have to pay all those unions to make their films. So they're just going to pick another state. Of course,
correct.
Both Florida and Georgia were fascinating in the election for what we saw judges do. We saw in Florida, for example, Judge Mark Walker, U.S. District Court judge of the northern part of the state, handed down a ruling that, yes, Democrats would be allowed to continue qualifying ballots that had been thrown out because they had apparently fake signatures on them. People would be given a chance to re-sign them. Well, the one thing he overlooked, his wife had given $500 to the Nelson campaign, the Democrat Senate campaign. By the way, if that's music coming up on us,
it is.
I should say one thing. You can get a copy of our latest book, Craig's My Money Morality of the Machine, absolutely free and postpaid, just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 800-630-1492.
Get the name of that book out again, Lowell. What was the name of the
Money,
book?
Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Money, Morality, and the Machine. And give the phone number one more time.
1-800-630-1492. We'll pay the postage and everything. It's a free holiday gift.
All right, Lowell, you assume the music meant you're gone. I'm giving you the hook, but it doesn't. Hang in there, and when we get back, we'll finish up with this interview because I want to talk about how the Democrats own all the judges. I want to get to that with Lowell Ponte when we get back. More now. Wayne Allen Root.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio
portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/route. usgoldbureau.com/route. Don't get left behind the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
I come up with so much stuff in 3 hours that I amaze myself, but there's always a couple things in each 3-hour show that I just draw a blank on. I can't remember everything. My mind has thousands and thousands and thousands of things inside my brain stuffed in there. So I always have something to talk about on the show, but I always forget something. So what did I mention during the show? I said, who's that person that looks great on the outside but looks like 500 years old on the inside? And my listener, Keith, who is a wonderful guy, always said to me, whenever I forget something, it's either going to be my board op, Chris, or it's going to be my fan and listener, Keith, who sends me a text and tells me the right answer. Of course, he might have some time to look it up on Google or whatever, Wikipedia. But Dorian Gray was the answer. That's the guy who looks like he's fantastic and handsome and young on the outside, but really hundreds of years old on the inside. Dorian Gray. Good pickup, Keith. Thank you. We've got our guest Lowell Ponte here, but I want to mention the sponsor of this segment before I get back to Lowell. The sponsor is My Doctor Suggests. And, you know, it's just amazing. I've always had a kind of a hoarse voice, a horsey voice. And I now talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV, 60 hours a month, 720 hours a year on the air, separate from all my business meetings and all my business deals and all my business lunches and business dinners. You know, the minute the show is over, I had a business lunch today, and the minute the show's over, I'll be racing to a business dinner. And so you talk for the whole 2 hours of the business dinner. I talk for the whole hour and a half of the business lunch. And you've just got to protect your voice, and I do now. My Doctor Suggests is my solution. My throat's now a workhorse. My Doctor Suggests creates colloidal silver lozenges. I took them from the first day. I started the local radio show in Vegas. Now we're national radio, national TV. And what's protecting me for these 3 years is colloidal silver lozenges by My Doctor Suggests. The silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast literally on contact. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems, and it tastes great. I like the cherry flavor. It's fabulous. And I suck on it between each and every segment, and then I come back, and my voice is getting a little weak, and boom, it's back alive again. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest, I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. All you do is call this toll-free number, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get the cherry lozenge here, but they've also got orange, they've got apple, they've got honey, they've got all kinds of flavors. I love the cherry. 90% of the time I suck on the cherry colloidal silver lozenge by My Doctor Suggest. So go to mydoctorsuggest.com or call 866-660-9868. All right, back with my guest, Lowell Ponte. Lowell, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, and yes, talk radio is like being inside a giant brain. All these very intelligent people who like talk radio, especially when they're drawn to a brilliant host like you.
Well, thank you, Lowell. Flattery will get you everywhere. Democrats own the judges is what you talk about in this new column you've got out. I know you have a new book out, too. We'll make sure everybody knows about it before we end this segment. But right now, the column you've got out says how Democrats are seizing power. I agree with you. It's amazing how every federal judge rules against Trump. And I just don't think it's possible for a conservative to get a fair trial in America anymore because every judge is bought and paid for by the deep state and by the D.C. swamp and by the liberals and by the big lobbyists and the big corporations. And don't forget the government employees unions. They all get a pension. How do you ever trust a judge again?
And it's so bizarre because, for example, Trump sent military forces to the border, right? So now we had a judge, a little minor judge on the Ninth Circuit in California whose ruling should only be limited to the Ninth Circuit area, handing down a national ruling. Imagine a judge who claimed to have the power to intervene in World War II and tell Dwight Eisenhower where he could fight a battle or against whom. I mean, that's right. Literally it. We have a judge interfering in a national security military issue about people attacking our border. And this judge is arrogant enough to think he can do it. Apparently he's getting away with it. Where do they come from?
Well, just think about his status, Lowell. Think about who he probably is, okay? First of all, he's an extreme liberal. Second of all, he lives in San Francisco. He lives in a neighborhood where everybody's liberal and almost everybody's probably gay or lesbian or what's it called, gender fluid. They don't know if they're gay. They don't know if they're lesbian. They don't know what they are. They change from moment to moment, whether they're a boy or a girl. That's the kind of neighborhood he lives in. If he ever ruled in favor of Trump and against illegal immigrants, he might be murdered in the streets of his own San Francisco neighborhood. He might be hung up and tarred and feathered. He could never stick his head outside a door again. But by ruling against Trump, this little peon, this little nobody who's probably gay and liberal himself, and I've never had anything against gay people, but I'm just pointing out that gays generally tend to be liberal and Democrat, and in Democrat neighborhoods in San Francisco, very radical liberal. If he's gay and liberal, and his friends are all gay and liberal, and he's in a gay and liberal neighborhood, and he rules against Trump, they throw him a parade, and he waves from the convertible car, and people throw roses at him, and they tell him he's great, and they kiss him in the street, and for the rest of his life, he does whatever he wants to do, and everybody loves him, kisses his butt, and gives him free meals. Do you understand how it goes? I get it.
But these people don't realize once they've destroyed the United States and turned us over to a global government, they're not going to be so kind to gays.
Yeah, exactly. Once they let in too many Muslims without extreme vetting,
so
and they want to drop gays
anyway.
Off buildings, that's not
anyway,
good
our latest book is Money, Morality, and the Machine. If people would like a free copy, just call toll. We'll pay the shipping and everything. 800-630-1492. Let's hear Columbus sail the ocean blue is the number. And yes, we're tired of judges gerrymandering, for example, North Carolina and Pennsylvania, as they did in that last election.
All right, Lowell, thank you. New book out, Money, Morality, and the Machine, and a great column as well. You can always go to the website, SwissAmerica.com, and find out great stuff there with all Lowell's work and Craig Smith's work and all their great books. You'll find that at Amazon as well. All right, Wayne Allyn, War Now. Thank you, Lowell, for coming on.
God bless.
War Now, USA Radio, website, RootForAmerica.com. We shall return.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Tropical.com.